Good evening, you're watching The Buck Stops Here. I'm Amitabh Revi.
Good evening, I'm Neha Khanna. Our big focus tonight, if you're not willing to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, then leave this country. That statement has come from none other than Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, resurrecting the huge controversy over the slogan.
Well, following some sharp reactions to his statement, the Chief Minister has issued a clarification saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai has nothing to do with religion. But he goes on to add, there's a limit to appeasement. Those opposing it have malafide interests and divisive intentions.
So on the show tonight, we're asking, has the slogan of Bharat Mata Ki Jai emerged as a test of nationalism?
A day after Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis said at a BJP meeting that those who don't want to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai should quit the country.
Bharat Mata Ki Jai, ya deshat madavas lagel, ani je loka Bharat Mateta jai jai kar karat nahi, tenna ya deshat rahnyacha adhikar dekhil nahi.
He clarified in a statement that Bharat Mata Ki Jai has nothing to do with religion. He has no problem with people saying Jai Hind or Jai Bharat or Jai Hindustan. But he has objections to people saying they won't say Bharat Mata Ki Jai. There is a limit to appeasement, he said, and those objecting to saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai had malafide interests and divisive intentions. His earlier comment, along with RSS General Secretary Bhaiyaji Joshi's comment on the national flag, led to sharp reactions from the Congress.
Bhagwe dhwaj ko rashtra dhwaj manna, yah aaj ke tirange dhwaj ka apman nahi hai.
People has got the freedom, people has got the right, they have the discretion what to say and what not to say. If the RSS and the BJP is going to dictate, it will only boomerang. Let them have the mere common sense to understand that.
The BJP though came out in support of the Maharashtra Chief Minister.
This is very unfortunate. Before independence, people proudly said Vande Mataram, sang Vande Mataram, said Bharat Mata Ki Jai, whether they were Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, Christians, anyone. And everyone ensured that India got its independence. Now 70 years later, people for political reasons are finding fault with all these nationalist slogans. There is no more love for the country or what?
While the BJP and Fadnavis himself tried to explain away the comment, with Fadnavis's RSS background, the comment may not die down soon. With Anurag Dwari in Mumbai, Rohit Rajan for NDTV.
Well, so is the slogan of Bharat Mata Ki Jai a new test of nationalism? To debate that, we are now joined by Shaina NC of the BJP, Sharmishtha Mukherjee of the Congress, Ajay Alok of the JDU and Neeja Chaudhary, senior journalist. Shaina NC, if I could begin with you. This is not some fringe element in your party. Yeah. It is the Chief Minister of Maharashtra, no less, who's made this statement, which has kicked up a row. My question to you is this the official stand of the BJP now? That if someone does not say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, they have to leave this country and go to Pakistan? And also the question that's being asked is, are the BJP and the RSS going to lay down the definition of patriotism and decide who gets to live in this country?
First and foremost, I was in Nasik at the rally when the Honorable Chief Minister made his speech. It was a 50-minute speech based on various points such as drought, the various problems in Maharashtra vis-a-vis farmer suicides, the implementation plans on infrastructure projects, roads, employment, education, etc. 50 minutes of a hardcore development speech where 5 minutes was to do with nationalistic issues like Bharat Mata Ki Jai and the Shani Shignapur issue. I'm amazed that you're even asking me when you have the Deoband that has talked about a fatwa against people who...
We will come to that, Shaina NC. And you're talking about that 50-minute speech. We are not saying that the Chief Minister did not talk about other issues. But fact is, he did make the statement. Even in his clarification today, he's nowhere denied that he said it.
Let me please make my point. Nobody needs to be apologetic about patronizing or appreciating your country. We have never discussed that there were 500 Muslims at the Mahim Dargah that, paid tribute to the Tiranga, was chanting Bharat Mata Ki Jai, but that goes unnoticed. What was the Chief Minister saying? He was saying there are people fighting on the borders. There are people who are giving up their lives, martyrs who have given up their lives, freedom fighters, all of whom have chanted slogans like Jai Hind, Vande Mataram, Jai Bharat, Jai Hindustan, and Bharat Mata Ki Jai is only an extension of that. I don't think we need to be in this defensive, apologetic mode. We have done no wrong and we are only saluting our motherland. And if you salute your motherland and you have people who are appreciative of this ideology, it should include every single Indian. And we cannot be differentiating on basis of religion.
Fair enough.
Because country and Rashtra is above ideology.
Fair enough, Sharmishtha Mukherjee. Too much is being made of this. The Chief Minister was only speaking for 5 minutes on the subject. The rest of it has not been brought up at all when he's talking about development, roads, etc.
Well, firstly, I think the BJP RSS, they have started treating India as their personal estate. I mean, they have started deciding that who is going to stay in India and not. I mean, they have started taking it as their right. And whether it's 50 minutes or whether it's 5 minutes, you know, these kind of statements, I think this is just trivializing nationalism to mere sloganeering.
Or
let our acts and deeds be far more eloquent.
May I please,
you know, about our commitment to the nation.
All right, China NC, I'll allow you a quick rebuttal before we bring in the other panelists.
If I could ask
you a question of my own. China, one second, we'll let you answer, but if I could just ask you a question of my own. Nobody here is saying that there's anything wrong with saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai. I think the controversy is over whether people should be forced to say it or whether it should be left to an individual's free choice. Also, the question that many are asking, China, is that is this the only issue that the country is facing today? For example, why is no Neta outraged when a farmer commits suicide in the country? Why only selective outrage when someone refuses to shout Bharat Mata Ki Jai?
Well, I'll pose you a counter question. Are we questioning when the Deoband issues a fatwa and says nobody should say Bharat Mata Ki Jai? Nobody
is
discussing
that. That is also being questioned.
Are we ever
absolutely
deliberating? One moment. When you have malified intent, what is malified intent? What was the Chief Minister saying? Love your country, feel patriotic, remember the people who have died for the country, remember the martyrs who continue to fight for the country, who are fighting for Bharat Mata. And what is the difference between a Jai Bharat and a Bharat Mata Ki Jai? Please explain to me. I think we've had enough of this tolerance versus intolerance debate, appeasement versus non-appeasement.
This is about a nation. Is there any difference? Right. Dr. Ajay Alok, now there is a view in certain forms of Islam or some people in Islam that you cannot bring in any idol into it, and hence it's not Bharat Mata, we'll say Bharat Ki Jai, but not Bharat Mata Ki Jai. Is that something you in the JDU agree to?
Well, I completely agree with China that this has been long going on, Bharat Mata Ki Jai, Vande Mataram, then Jai Hind, all these controversies for the last 2 months. Absolutely, Shaira is right, because she has her own viewpoint. But you know, this is BJP behaving like a pampered child, and RSS is pampering BJP, and now they have become obstinate. They are just not leaving it. Any good moment, firstly it was being done by the fringe elements we used to call. Now the biggest question and the biggest threat is that somebody sitting on the constitutional position of a chief minister, and he is saying, and that too on record, and she's saying he spoke only for 5 minutes, but what the 5 minutes carried? That anybody who does not say Bharat Mata Ki Jai will have to leave this country. I mean, what is wrong with this? And I'm surprised that the Supreme Court of India and the President of India are not taking any action. He should be dismissed. He should be summarily dismissed for this comment.
You don't need to be apologetic about this,
Mr. Alok. There cannot be an excuse.
Mr. Alok,
any person sitting on, excuse me, China, I didn't interrupt you. Have that courtesy. Now again, you'll talk of intolerance. Anybody sitting on the constitutional post cannot make this kind of a statement. Either you should leave the constitutional post. Even your Girijraj Singh said, go to Pakistan if you
what
don't
you
vote
talking?
For BJP, then he was merely a candidate, not a minister. What are you talking?
Where is the question
is
of Pakistan and India here? This is about your country.
And on your insinuation, people like Deoband issue these kind of
opinions.
They are also equally fringe like you guys.
Please have
some patience and listen to me. I didn't interrupt you.
We'll come back to you. You have your say. But let me bring in Neeja Chaudhary at this point. Ma'am, how do you see this whole debate. Is it now abundantly clear that this entire issue of nationalists versus anti-nationalists is now going to dictate and dominate our political discourse before every election all the way up to 2019? And do you believe that this is something that is likely to yield political dividends for the BJP?
I think there are two points I would like to make. Who is going to decide whether I am patriotic or not? Is it going to be the RSS? Is it going to be the BJP personnel? I may want to wear my patriotism on my sleeve, or I may not want to. I may think serving my country is to give a home to a destitute, deprived child, rear him or her over the years. That is my service to my country. Somebody else may think of it in a different way. Somebody may want to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai 20 times a day. Somebody else, now Deoband has said there is a section of Muslims, obviously, who for whom worship of Allah or one God, as they see it, they cannot worship anybody else. They are happy to say Hindustan Zindabad, Sare Jahan Se Acha Hindustan Amara. They are happy to say, express their love for the country in different ways.
Sure.
Tomorrow you are going to tell Tamilians, Kannadigas, people from Kerala, that is the only way you must say in Hindi Bharat Mata Ki Jai, or you are not patriotic.
Right.
I mean, there is a limit to this.
Neeja Chaudhary, why do issues like this come up before elections?
And the elections before this.
Neeja Chaudhary, why do
you have no right to stay in the country?
Sure, Neeja Chaudhary, why in your viewpoint, why are issues coming like?
I'm a young and upcoming chief minister, very promising, making such a statement.
Why are issues like this coming up before the elections, Neeja Chaudhary? Before it was beef, now it is nationalism. Is it one side? Is it both sides who are playing these cards, Neeja Chaudhary?
Yes, I think it is both sides. It suits both sides at the moment. Sections in both sides. I won't say both sides. And I agree with you. I think, you know, if you look at it in political terms, let me complete what I have to say, that the mother of all battles is going to be Uttar Pradesh in 2017. For BJP, it's a very critical battle. There will be players for 2019 if they win UP next year. If they don't win UP next year, there is going to be a downward slope. And they have obviously decided that nationalism, their brand of nationalism, the way they are projecting it, is going to be the issue they are going to use. So I can see in the next year or so, this issue being stepped up, whether it's Bharat Mata Ki Jai, whether it's, you know, through something else.
Right. All right.
Unfortunately, it's a very unfortunate thing to polarize India like this. For elections, I agree with you, that analysis.
Ma'am, let me take that to Shaina and see. Shaina, Neeja Chaudhary there essentially making two points, that this is really essentially being done for electoral gains, number one. Number two, answer the question that she raised earlier. Different people have different ways of showing respect for their country. Why do we have to get up and start chanting slogans to prove our love for our country or our loyalty to the country? And also, why should the BJP get to decide who's a patriot and who's not? That's the question that's being raised.
This is a very good question. And at yesterday's rally, this is exactly what our CM said. He said, Bharat Mata Ki Jai has nothing to do with religion, because I salute 500 plus patriotic, highly respected Muslim clerics who not only did the national flag hoisting at Mahim Dargah, but also chanted Bharat Mata Ki Jai with a feeling of nationalism and patriotism. This is not an aspect that any media seems to be interested in covering. I think that we need to fundamentally understand that religion and religious ideology is in its own place. What did the CM say? That people who don't feel this sense of patriotism and nationalism and issue fatwas to say you must not say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, that is the area of question. That is the entire contention. So the debate should be on that, not as to whether Bharat Mata Ki Jai is no bad word to be apologetic about or to be intolerant or tolerant towards. Nejaji may be patriotic in the way.
But China, nobody is saying it's a bad word. Nobody is saying it's a bad word.
What is issuing a fatwa?
The only question that's being asked, and that is
with reference to context, to the Deoband issuing a fatwa. When the CM applauds something which needs to be highlighted
of course,
with equal
of course,
where is this malafide intention coming from?
The issue of fatwas,
China MC,
when you're talking about
speech and then
when you're talking about fatwas issued by the Deoband clerics. Now fatwa are also misunderstood. Fatwas are not diktats that are always followed by Muslims. Deoband clerics themselves have said that barbers cannot be Muslims or Muslims cannot wear ties. That doesn't mean all Muslims will follow that. There is a misperception there. But Sharmishtha Mukherjee, to bring you in on the accusation that the opposition, whether it's the Congress, JDU in Bihar or elsewhere, is playing appeasement politics.
Well, firstly, let me say that it's ironical that BJP and RSS, especially RSS, you know, because BJP wasn't even existence during the freedom movement, but RSS was, but it did not participate. RSS did not hoist the national flag
what
till 2002.
You obviously
their headquarters.
Not. What?
China ji.
China, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you.
We did not interrupt. So it is absolutely, I mean, it's a joke that they are talking about nationalism and, you know, they are trying to impose their own brand to make up for that time. You know, they are trying to impose on people their own brand of hyper-nationalism. And both the people, you know, who has made this sloganeering as a litmus test for nationalism, I think are playing, are indulging in divisive politics.
Right, Sharmishtha Mukherjee, before I take this to China NC.
Than just making slogans.
Right, before I get China NC to respond to that, I have a question for you. China, one second. Sharmishtha Mukherjee, I have a question for you. Isn't the Congress party's own stand on this entire issue very, very confused? Today, you are criticizing Fadnavis and the BJP for what the Maharashtra Chief Minister has said. But what happened on the day when the AIMIM MLA, Waris Pathan, was actually suspended from the Maharashtra Assembly for refusing to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai?
By all parties.
Your party supported his suspension.
I would like to answer that question. We did not answer, we did not support BJP, but we would
but
not support OSP also. No, please understand. It was not because of his refusal to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai, but it is making a sloganeering as the main central issue of nationalism. You know, both OSP and BJP, they are playing divisive politics. So we do not support either. It's as simple as that.
China NC, you want to respond?
And if I may say so, ma'am, you are only playing appeasement politics. Your own party in the Maharashtra Assembly was shouting and saying, suspend Waris Pathan, and every legislative assembly MLA should say Bharat Mata Ki Jai. And here you're saying quite the opposite, but let
because
me not get into that.
What
amuses me is every single
saying,
debate,
you know,
Congress brings in the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh. The Congress brings in the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh without knowing anything about their nationalism and their entire vision plan for this country. Their country comes above everything. When Dr. Mohanji Bhagwat made this statement that the youth should inculcate chanting of slogans like Bharat Mata Ki Jai, it senses, infuses a sense of
China,
patriotism.
If I could come in at this point and ask you,
and constantly this brainwashing
you can't
to
be
say
a
that this is the RSS and the BJP.
If I could just get a question in before we go to the other panelists, China, I have a quick question for you.
Digvijay Singh, that
people not saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai should leave India.
Right.
India is not their personal property.
Right. Okay. Sharmisha, we've heard you. We'll come back to you. Sharma, if I could ask you to quickly react to two statements that have been made today. Digvijay Singh and Omar Abdullah asking, now will the PDP also have to say Bharat Mata Ki Jai tomorrow once the new government is formed in Jammu and Kashmir? And what happens if they don't? How would you respond to that?
I mean, who wants to respond to a Digvijay Singh who is only into sensationalism and all kinds of conspiratory and all kinds of controversy, so to say? People have their malified intentions. People who want to divide this country, people who want to divide this country and play appeasement politics, or have this risk to suggest. No, it shows our absolute sense of patriotism, I mean, ma'am. I think nobody is suggesting for a minute that at gunpoint you must say Bharat Mata Ki Jai. But if you refuse to say it and say I will not salute my country, that is where you have to question the absolute ethics and the ideology of the person in question.
Okay.
Do understand, people are here to divide the country, create rifts, and people choose to do as they have done with Mr. Devendra Fadnavis's speech, where I was physically present in Nasik. I know verbatim what he said, and you are choosing
Sense. Dr. Ajay Alok, now we've seen in the past when beef was raised, it was thought that it would be an issue. We heard Neeja Chaudhary saying that she thinks that this will be ratcheted up in the run-up to the Uttar Pradesh elections. But if it's not working with the electorate, why use it? Either side, that is.
See, they are in a habit of doing so. There is no problem in saying Bharat Mata Ki Jai. We are for it. But there is a definite objection in that we won't stay in the country, we'll throw you out. There is a definite objection to it, which he is very conveniently trying to avoid. And they are doing it intentionally. There is nothing called Bharat Mata Ki Jai and they want to enforce it. No. On their insinuation, people like Deoband and all, they also issue a fatwa, and that is also made a question, and that is also being made an issue. Right. There is all a deliberate ploy, and the country is gradually trying to has understood them. And I have a solution for this kind of a fringe element. They should be packed and sent back to North Korea to Kim Jong, you know. They will give them a proper lesson how to have a proper anarchy in this country, right, so that they can exercise themselves better.
Okay, that's certainly a provocative comment. But Neeja Chaudhary, if I could bring you in for your quick last comments. Now, it is very clear, as you mentioned, that nationalism is going to dominate the political agenda now before every election. You believe this is being done for electoral gains. But the question that some would ask is, what happened to the plank of development that the BJP came to power on?
Well, that is the, you know, sad thing about it. Mr. Narendra Modi, we thought might be, or he views himself as a man of destiny for India, and that he would do things that others have not been able to do, that he would deliver on development, he would deliver on governance, he'd arouse such high hopes. Now to have that agenda derailed to something like controversy on Bharat Mata Ki Jai, and I would say to Shaina that it's not that you're refusing to salute your country. Some people may be refusing to salute the country in the way you want them to. That is the difference. And I think Mr. Mohan Bhagwat took a very eminently sensible line when he said, it's desirable, but nobody should be forced to do it, and everybody has the right to express their patriotism in the way they want to. You know, India is a melting pot. And I think India is a melting pot. And I think we should not try and beat it into a uniformity. This country will not last if that attempt is made.
Well, after an acrimonious debate, I think it's a very good note to end on. Shaina, NC, Sharmisha Mukherjee, Neeja Chaudhary, and Dr. Alok. Thank you so much for joining us on that debate.